All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. Now, we confirm that is Chase going to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, or is that just something we were some misinformation?
I think that's accurate. I can't confirm nor deny, but I think it's accurate.
I think it's Rat, Whitesnake, and I'm not sure who the other band is, but we'll figure it out.
Leppard?
No, it's not a mega star band, but it's kind of like
off the beaten path.
Yeah. Who is Sebastian Bach? What group was y'all listeners? Y'all know. I know Harry Milton Henry knows. Sebastian Bach sang 18 in life, she's crying. 18 in love. No. Forget band what that was because my mind is out. Do we have our friend? All right, let's welcome in our friend to the show, Jill Jenick. Jill Jenick was at a Titans practice this morning. Jill, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. I hope you don't ask me to sing because none of our listeners want to hear that. That's for sure. But I will. I can talk to you about the Titans practice.
we could do that real quick, though. Our question today, family dining. You have a beautiful family. Do you know what family dining is?
No, I don't.
All right. So family dining is where you take your beautiful family to a restaurant and you sit with other families and you eat at the same table.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
You like that or no? You like that idea or no? Because I'm telling you, on our text line, overwhelmingly people say no, and I hate it.
Wait, yeah, my first thought is when you're with your family, you're with your family, right? However, my family is a family of educators. My dad was a high school football coach, PE teacher. My mom was an English teacher. Sister's a science teacher. I talk everybody's ears off. We'd actually love it. So the Jelinek family is going to say yes to family dining.
You're the best.
As long as we get to talk sports and all that fun stuff.
I love it. For me, family dining, no, that's great. All right, Jill, you were at Titans practice today. Of course, the question is, we ran the comment earlier from Brian Callahan about how much will we see Cam Ward out there. It's no secret. He's had a pretty bad camp so far. He's a rookie. I understand that. How much would you like to see Cam Ward Saturday night against the Buccaneers?
My answer, two series. I want to see him more than one, but no more than two, right? And that's basically what head coach Brian Callahan said. He says, we're definitely going to run him out there for one series at the very least, maybe two. I think he gets in two series, depending on how quick or, you know, how long that first one goes. But he'll be in with the starters, and he'll start the other two games. That's what head coach Brian Callahan said. All starters will play all three games. It just depends how long they'll be in there. So to your point, Joe, he definitely needs those reps. He needs that live game action. I think also you're got to take a look at how he does tomorrow in their first joint practice with the Buccaneers. If he kind of gets beat up a little bit, okay, maybe he doesn't go as long on Saturday. Hopefully he does well tomorrow, gets some confidence under his belt, and they're able to run him out there on Saturday night for a little longer. But Coach Callahan did say, we will also look at the joint practices with these starters, how much they're getting in terms of physical reps. And that also will dictate how much everybody plays in these three preseason games.
Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 with us. Jill, if he goes in and they do two, three and outs, is that enough? Or do you want to see him put together a drive?
Yeah, the answer is the drive, right? We got to see how he's able to maneuver downfield. How can he get downfield with the team, whether it's continuous short passes and picking up that first down or dropping a dime somewhere and getting that deep ball going? We'd love to see that drive. And so, again, I think if the first series is a three and out, Callahan could keep him in there longer for that second drive, try to make something happen there before you pull the plug, right? Again, he's young. He needs this experience. And also, you have to look at what Tampa Bay's doing on the other side. Are they playing their starters for, you know, the first two, three series? Or are they just keeping him in there for the first series and then pulling him? You know, maybe that will also be good to get Cam's confidence going if he goes up against the starters, but then also the second string too. So a lot of if scenarios on Saturday, but there's no question all eyes will be on rookie quarterback Cam Ward.
It's funny. I think we break down the opening preseason game more than we do the Super Bowl.
Well, no, that's not true. It depends. I break down the Super Bowl commercials, the Super Bowl food, the Super Bowl colors.
Right.
We break down so much when it comes to the Super Bowl. But you might be right. When it comes to the X's and O's, I think we get more caught up in the X's and O's going into a season than we do when we're actually there. But that's because right now we're living in a hypothetical world, right? hypothetically, we hope Cam Ward does well this season. We hope he takes the Titans as far as he can, but we have no clue. But we will get a better idea in this first preseason game.
Absolutely. Jill Jelinek, Fox 17, with us. All right, Jill, Dr. Crane made a good point before the break, before he came on, and said, hey, I haven't heard much about Dan Moore Jr. at camp. And I said, you know what? That's a great thing. The less I hear about the offensive line, the better it is. You've been at practice every single day. Is anybody
Never
talking
did.
About Dan Moore Jr.?
No, but we actually just talked to Dan Moore Jr. after practice, which is technically, you know, a little different. You're right. When it comes to that offensive line, that was definitely a position they had to make sure they completely did a 360 this offseason when it came to revamping that front five. And they did that. They went out and got Kevin Zeitler, a veteran. They went out and got Dan Moore Jr., who's going to be starting at that left tackle. And you're right. We're not talking about them in terms of struggling. And that is a good thing, Joe. That is a good sign. We hope that in a couple weeks, we're still not talking about that offensive line. And when we do talk about them, it's going to be week one, September 7th, on Fox 17 against the Denver Broncos, because they're doing really well. I hope that's what we start talking about them. But until then, it's okay that the storyline is mostly about Cam Ward, and it's okay that they continue to give us those sound bites of we're getting better, we're building that chemistry. And that's basically what Dan Moore Jr. said today after practice. He said, you know, we're itching to go up against somebody else, looking forward to this joint practice. He actually said, despite being a veteran in the league, this is really going to be his first joint practice. He said he had another one with his previous team, but he didn't play all that much. So this is for several of the players, you know, not just the majority of the team, but a lot of the veterans as well. This joint practice tomorrow is going to come at a really good time. They're going to get some licks. They're going to finally have that edge against someone else. And hopefully the Titans get a little bit of confidence that coming out of it, right? Get your feet wet, and then full go on Saturday for the preseason game. So to your point, Joe, it's good we're not talking about the offensive line, but I hope September 7th on Fox 17
yes.
against the Broncos, we are talking about them because they're doing a good job.
I love it. Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 with us. Jill, every camp I've covered for 20 years, you always gravitate sort of to a guy like that's on the fringe, right? The guy like, God, I hope he makes a team. He's a great guy. They're a great soundbite. Have you had any dealings with Xavier Restrepo? Because I get asked about him more than I do almost Cam Ward. Like, is this guy going to make the team? I don't know. I don't think he does, but I don't know.
Joe, you are the media darling of Nashville. Xavier Restrepo is the training camp darling for this year for the Tennessee Titans. There's no question about that. The media loves talking to him, not just because of his previous, you know, relationship with Cam Ward at Miami, which obviously is a great storyline, right? Cam even went to bat for him and said, hey, you guys should look at this guy. Went before they drafted him as an undrafted free agent. And so that's one thing, but his ruthlessness on the field, he's scrappy. He's tenacious. He's that guy that makes that that effort catch when really maybe you didn't need to, but he makes that catch anyways. He had a beautiful catch on the right sideline today, a ball from Cam Ward that was actually placed a little bit ahead of Restrepo late, but makes a nice diving grab, is able to hold on to it after the tumble. He's an all-out player, and it's clear he wears his heart, his emotions, his effort on his sleeve, and he's fun player to watch. We're all cheering for him to make this team. I hope he does. Whether he does or not, I don't know. It's a very competitive wide receiver room, right?
Yes.
But I think he's definitely worthy of the conversation.
Jill Jelinek, Fox 17. All right, Jill, your podcast is doing great. I love watching it.
Oh,
it's
thank
fun.
You, Joe.
It's
yeah.
not the typical questions. It's just really good and well done. High school football. We love high school football. We're working together again for high school football this year. I'm so excited about that.
Yes.
You
can't wait.
Sat down with two of my favorite guys. Jeff Brothers at Nashville Christian, Kevin Creasy,
yes.
the head coach at Oakland. Those guys are winners. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was great. I'm itching for the high school football season. You're right. It's almost here, end of this month. We have our first Football Frenzy Live Friday, August 22nd. You're going to be at our game of the week. So much hype. but I'm so excited for not only all the Middle Tennessee programs, of course, but these two programs as well. Nashville Christian coming off their second ever state championship, big win, and they have Jared Curtis coming back for his senior year, the Georgia commit. Jeff Brothers, man, he talks so much about how talented Curtis is, but he talks more about what great of a person Curtis is. So be sure to tune into that episode when that comes out in a couple weeks. And then Kevin Creasy, oh my God, my goodness, this guy's a legend in high school football, legend in Middle Tennessee, and he's just has a wealth of knowledge. He's excited for this group because they graduated, Oakland graduated 20 seniors from their state title team last year. So they really had to revamp everything, kind of reload, right? Just like Nick Saban always said, reload, and then hopefully continue to set that bar for Oakland Patriots football. So two great interviews with two great high school football coaches. I appreciate their time. Those two episodes will come out on the Nashville Game Changers podcast in a couple weeks as we get ready for that big high school football season, August 22nd, and the return of Football Frenzy Live.
Your first guest on your Game Changers, the podcast, everything, was Jeffrey Simmons. Were you surprised how many people use clips from your podcast with Jeffrey Simmons? Because I heard it everywhere.
That's so funny. You know, what's even funnier, Joe, is that it didn't all happen at once. Like, sure, we got a lot of good attention, good feedback from that first episode. But it was what happened in those several weeks later. People went back to that episode. They found out about the podcast. Jeff said this. And sometimes, you know how it is, all it takes is one retweet here or a repost here, and then all of a sudden it's all over the place. I'm glad. And you know what? Credit to Jeffrey Simmons. He was pretty candid. He was pretty honest. He was critical of himself, critical of the team last year. He was on a golf course, so he was definitely enjoying himself. He was comfortable. So, no, it was a great first episode. I'm glad it did well, and hopefully we can continue that momentum on the Nashville Game Changers podcast.
When does it air? I see it all over the place.
Every Wednesday, we have a new episode today. MTSU dynamic duo, father-son duo, Rick Insel, Matt Insel. That's our episode today. But every Wednesday, we'll have a new guest. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also check it out on YouTube as well.
Beautiful. Jill, as always, thank you. I appreciate your time and everything. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. I'll see you for that family dining dinner coming up soon, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Right. See you there. Yeah. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Jill. Jill Jonick, Fox 17, the hardest working person in sports broadcasting. I'm not kidding you. She does everything, does a great job as well. The answer to my question was Sebastian Bach, Skid Row. That was the band, Skid Row. So Chase is at his fantasy rock and roll camp, but I'm not sure if this is real or not, or if it's a fantasy. I'm not sure, but we'll go with it. We're Rat, Whitesnake, and Skid Row are there hanging out with Chase as well. All right, we'll come back. Dr. Crane and I, we're going to tell you about a few Titans players that we think are going to, after this weekend, are going to take a next step up. I'm telling you, there's some positive things about this football team. It's not all negative all the time. There's some positive things, positive players about this Tennessee Titans football team. Dr. Crane and I will tell you just a few of those. We hope they'll have a big game this weekend and continue forward with all that as well. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel right here on 102.5 The Game.